Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello, and welcome to At the Organ for November 22nd, 2015. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today, November 22nd, is the official feast day of St. Cecilia, the patron saint of musicians. Canadian native Jean Couteau was a pioneering spirit in the world of Canadian music. She lived from 1908 to 2000. She was a music teacher and a composer, writing a variety of works, sonatas and symphonies and more, and was still working well into the 1990s. Now, the piece we have for you today is entitled Music to St. Cecilia for Organ and Strings. Now, she composed this in 1993 and was nominated for a Juno Award. The Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra is performing this with conductor Mario Bernardi. At the organ is Canadian organist Patrick Wedd. Wedd says he was born to play the organ. In fact, his first job was as organist and choir master in Port Robinson, Ontario, at the age of 12. He's played just about every major organ throughout Canada and has recorded numerous albums of music. Composed by Jean Couteau, this is Music for St. Cecilia for Organ and Strings.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ. Celebrating a birthday today, November 22nd, is composer Benjamin Britten. Benjamin was born on this day in 1913 in Lowestoft, England. He passed away in 1976. Britten composed numerous works, orchestral, choral, music for children, and more. One of his works was called The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. If you get to visit Lowestoft in England, they have a hotel there called Britten House Hotel. In 1944, Britten composed the Festival Te Deum in E for chorus and orchestra. The choir of St. John's College in Cambridge recorded this version in 2000. Ian Farrington plays the 1994 four-manual Mander pipe organ at St. John's College.
Oh,
You are listening to At the Organ.
Another composer we honor today is Sir Arthur Sullivan, who died on this day in the year 1900. Sullivan is half of the famed duo Gilbert and Sullivan. Sullivan was born May 13, 1842. He was a very gifted musician. His father, Thomas Sullivan, was an army bandmaster, and by the age of 8, Arthur had learned to play all of the band instruments. At the age of 29, he teamed up with W.S. Gilbert to create a Christmas program called Thespis for the Gaiety Theatre in London. Both men went on to compose many operas together. The duo split up in 1890 when Gilbert sued Sullivan. Sullivan died at the age of 58 in London. One of their popular operas was The Pirates of Penzance, composed in 1879. The official premiere was on December 31, 1879, at the Fifth Avenue Theater in New York City. Organist Thomas Haywood is performing the overture to The Pirates of Penzance at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Montomedy, Minnesota. The church's organ is a Cusavant Schantz pipe organ built in 2001.
Thank you.
composer Thomas Tallis was born in 1505 and died November 23, 1585, by the Julian calendar. He was born and lived in England and is considered one of England's greatest composers. Organist Simon Preston plays this one, Glory to Thee, My God, This Night, on a 1934 Harrison & Harrison pipe organ in King's College Chapel at the University of Cambridge. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.